I'm going to ask Cliff to come forward to read our daily word for today. I invite you to begin moving into that prayerful and open receptivity, and we'll follow it with a time of meditation and of mindfulness.
Good morning, everybody. Word for the day is hope and faith. My hope leads me to deepen in faith. As Advent season begins, I feel a quickening renewal deep within me as I embark upon the spiritual journey leading to Christmas. Over the year, I may have hoped for lasting peace, greater love, or abiding joy. But as I have grown spiritually, I have learned to look for those within, things within, to claim them as aspects of my divine identity. Once I do that, I will begin to see them manifest in my life. Faith is how I begin to bring my hopes to life. Like my other divine gifts, I always have faith. It's up to me to decide how to use it. When I choose to believe that peace will blanket the earth, love will heal our hearts, and joy will bring harmony to the world's people, I am using the power of my faith to bring those visions to vivid life. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. John 1:5. So, that's the whole thing.
Thank you. And so I invite you into this moment. It is a wonderful, sacred time for us each in our own way. To breathe, to relax, to open not only our minds, but our hearts, our souls, our very being. To the wonderful blessing of connecting, communing with Infinite Spirit. And so as we breathe, as we relax, and as we just let go into this now moment, I will be toning our singing bowl, which musically resonates at the level of the chakra of love. So as I tone, allow that vibration of the musical note to move through your being, to continue deepening and opening your heart, your very soul, into the oneness of God. So as we feel that resonance filling the room, moving around us and through us, we recognize that it is similar to the energy and the vibration of Infinite Spirit everywhere present. Whether we call that God or pure beingness or creator, creation, becoming. It is the flow of life and of all that is, that interconnects each and every one of us, that interconnects us to each other and to our world, to the animal kingdom, to the plant kingdom. We are all a part of that greater wholeness. And in this moment, allows ourselves to just feel the infinite flow that moves in and through us. and in ways perhaps beyond our intellectual understanding, we have an experience in the depth of our being that calls to us, that resonates with us, that joins together with us, calling us forward, inspiring, uplifting, moving through our being and healing, reminding us of our wholeness beyond outer appearances. And as we just rest in this experience and this moment, we recognize that that inspirational light of hope, that sense of expectancy, of awaiting the arrival, of being in this moment and in all the moments to come, grateful and receptive. We allow ourselves to draw from the limitless pool of endless opportunity and possibility. And we let that light of hope lead us forward into our dreams. So I invite you now to just rest gently in a moment of silence, in that communion or that connection, the time of oneness. To breathe, to be still, to share and to receive in the silence. And as we are infilled with a spark of that divine light that calls to our soul, that reminds us of who we are, that joins together with us in every potential, we let the light of love also shine forth from us to surround our prayer box in the light. And we take this moment to speak aloud the names of those people or places or situations we would especially bless. Donalyn, Denny, Richard, Jolene, Sue Ann, Christina, Terry, Bob, Karen, Teresa, Bill, Vicky, Evan, Wanda, Mary, Dale, Warren, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and Headquarters, the Board of Trustees, our beloved musicians, PowerPoint, AV, Kevin, Susan, John, Tamara, Tim, Chrissy, Sue Ellen, Colleen, we hold all in this light of radiant opportunity, of visioning forward, open to all becoming. And we give thanks in this time of sharing, of connecting as one here in this room and across the miles. We feel that activity of infinite spirit and we say, thank you, beloved divine pure spirit, Mother, Father, God, amen.
The star, the wondrous star that leads to Christ in you. The wise have followed from afar, you hold the promise true. Oh, let the bells in rapture bring this peace joy in part. He is come who shall be king, the Christ in every heart. Upon this day, this love supreme, the lights the inner flame. And we who walk as in the dream, awake to know his name. Happy thought and sweet, forever and forevermore, the Christ in